And you know the girls' soccer seniors who are?
Megan Howard.
Mara Cosenza.
Eliana Zwanziger.
All right, well, talk a little bit about coming into this year, not having a season last year, and wanting to make everything of your senior season.
Well, considering that we had a year off, we did come into the season a little slower, but that time off, being at home and stuff, Mac, our coach, was still giving us drills, so we put in a lot of work on the off season, even though we weren't having a season, which kept us active and improved our skills.
We were also allowed to have open gyms this winter, which a lot more girls showed up than usual because everyone was hungry for a new season, and it just is helping us bond more.
Yeah, we all didn't get to have that last season, so the whole winter we've been putting in the work, and we're all just hungry to win some games and get ready for this season.
Well, talk a little bit about that off-season work, I guess. What did you think you improved upon, and how do you think that is going to help the team?
Well, so the off-season work that we did over quarantine, we obviously couldn't do with the team, so it was more individual work, like footwork, and like she just gave us different drills to do on our own, and we had to complete them if we wanted to participate during the season. And then our open gyms were kind of kick around, scrimmages, just getting to know each other better.
We were allowed to have a better bond, I think, as we were all trying to do our workouts out of season individually. It's helped us all improve, and we were able to come into open gyms this winter and just all bond because we were all individually better.
At least for me, as one of the goalkeepers, it was very difficult for me to practice alone. So I had my siblings, I had a wall, I had my dad, and I tried to do the best I could, diving and getting all my stuff together. But at least for open gyms, we finally got to get that team aspect instead of working by ourselves, which made it a lot better. And now we have an even bigger team bond because we had that extra 2 months of off-season work.
Well, Coach Stump talked a lot about this. There's a lot of athletes out this year. It's a big team. As seniors, how do you try and lead some of those younger talent, or at least try to set that good example?
Well, I've played soccer all 4 years, and I know what it feels like to come in as a freshman. It's kind of scary. Like, you look up to the seniors, and you're like, they just scare you. So as being a freshman like that, I just want to give them, like, the comfort that they need. And I'm always an open person to talk to, and we, like, make it known that our seniors are all people we can come talk to. Like, don't be afraid of us. If you need help with the drill, tell us.
I feel like I've gotten a better understanding of who all these freshmen are and what kind of player they are. I've been able to meet and talk to them more through this offseason, and as a senior, I feel I'm just more open.
Since we didn't get a season last year, basically the freshmen and sophomores are considered freshmen to us because we've never played with them, but I consider everyone just like a junior that I played before and try to build that trust up with everyone just to get better.
Yeah, well, Coach also talked a lot about team culture and how it's changed over the last couple of years. As seniors who have been in the program for a little while, is that something you've seen, at least a little bit of momentum building for the program?
Yeah, I think as a team aspect, we've gotten a lot closer from my freshman year. Like, I just felt like we all were working on things individually, not putting them together as a team, but now that we had that year off, we took everything we did individually, and now we've combined it as a team, so I think we're just working better as a team now.
I think we are all culturally more one, as in past years we've had players that play individually, and this year I think we're going to play more as a team and have a lot more combos and actually be able to have assists and goals.
Just for watching from the defense side, I see a lot of freshmen and seniors playing together and making 1-2 passes and being super successful, so I'm extremely excited to see what the team has in hold for everyone else and how we can win.
Awesome. Well, any individual goals that you have for this season?
Kind of just for individually, like skill-wise, I want to get stronger on my left foot. But overall, throughout the season, developing more leadership skills that I can put in other places besides soccer.
I want to just be a better player overall in the team, give my players another option, and work for my team, not just individually myself.
Yeah, as the main goalie for this year, I see a lot of injuries in myself, and after dislocating my shoulder in the past couple months, my goal is to get stronger on my left side and keep improving so I have that confidence to get on my left side.
School year's almost over. What do you have planned for once you graduate and then continuing education or, I guess, moving on?
I've decided not to continue playing soccer after high school. 4 years I loved it, but now I'm done. But I'm going to go to DMAC for 1 year, get all my gen eds out of the way, and then I'm going to go to Mercy and enter into ultrasound school.
I'm going to be going to Northwest Missouri State and double majoring in ag business and accounting, and I'll play intramurals soccer down there.
Yeah, just like Mara, I'm and Megan, I won't be playing competitive soccer in college, but I do plan to play intramurals, but I plan to go to Morningside and get a four-year undergraduate degree in nursing and then working as a travel nurse as I get my nurse practitioner degree online.